Tonight's Shir, Simen, Ayin Resh Hey, Siv Vav, through Siv Yud Beis. Siv Vav, Tinoika Shal Beis Rabban Koren L'Or HaNer. Even though the halacha is, you may not read by the light of a lamp on Shabbos because we're afraid you'll tilt the lamp to get more light, children learning by the Rebbe, they can read the Sefarim by the light of the lamp. They're not touching that lamp. Their Rebbe's in the room. They're terrified. They're afraid of the Rebbe. They're not doing anything they're not supposed to do. We're not worried about tilting the lamp. They don't put their hands anywhere. Even on a weekday. LLP Rabban, unless the Rebbe says. So they're not going to come to tilt the lamp. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't expand indicates he holds like Rashba. That even if the Rebbe is not in the room with them, it's also mutter. The Kolshor Misyarin Shiyavo Rabban, because they're afraid every second he may walk in on them. For the Yatu, therefore, they're not going to tilt the lamp. Rabbi quotes others who would argue with the Rashba and hold it's only when the Rebbe is with them in the room. It is mutter to go through the Mishnayos of Memad Likim to lamplight. He's learning the Isser Shabbos with Neros. How can he forget? It implies it's only this parak of Memad Likim, where we discuss the Isser of lighting. So how can he forget and be over an Isser of lighting or Havara? It doesn't have to learn other Hilchos Shabbos. You want to learn Hilchos Chorish and Zereya and Breyer, it's not going to help you by the lamplight. Se'if Ches, Nohagin Likrois B'Leil Yom HaKippurim B'Machzorim, on the night of Yom Kippur, they will use the Machzor, the meaning is to use a Machzor, in Shul, or not in Shul, there's a special dread and fear that comes with Yom Kippur, and that will prevent them from tilting the lamp. So this is very similar to Siv Vav. The same way the children by the Cheder aren't doing anything because the Rebbe is there or can walk in any second, on Yom Kippur you also have this element of Ema that overrides, and we're not afraid that they'll tilt, even though they're not familiar with the Nusach of Yom Kippur davening. It doesn't make a difference, the piyut they're not familiar with, because we're not afraid in Kippur that anyone will do something they shouldn't do. The notes bring the explanation on Yom Kippur, you're not doing anything without machshava. As the whole problem is, you do it without thought. It's not happening. So he goes on to bring in the notes that the Chazon Ish would say that therefore it's not just mutar to daven on Yom Kippur by Or HaNer, you could learn also. Because once the whole word is that there's an Amos Hadin of Yom Kippur, so then we're not concerned on anything. You could learn a Sefer also, and it won't be a problem. The Shaila they bring is, what about Rosh Hashanah when it occurs on Shabbos? Do we say Rosh Hashanah that's Chal on Shabbos also has the Amos Hadin? And then you could learn, and you could use the Machzor or not. So there are those who said, that's okay. I think same thing with the Chazon Ish. That there's an Amos Hadin on Rosh Hashanah also. Then he brings from Shevet HaLevi, who said maybe it's different. There's a difference between learning and davening. It's not the same. And maybe Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are different. But in any event, according to Chazon Ish, Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos would treat the same as Yom Kippur. Se'if Tes, Leil Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos. When Pesach comes out, Shabbos. Mutar likros haHagadah b'Sefer, you're allowed to use a Haggadah that's written out, even though it's L'Or HaNer, Mishum Davi, Ke'ein Rosh HaProkim, because really it's just like the headers, the Ein Amo Arish Lotei Shagur B'Fiv Katsas, there isn't an Amo Arish, doesn't know a lot of the Haggadah by heart anyway, so it's not like you have to look that closely, we're not afraid, Shemayata. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Zayin, the Ein Amo Arish V'Chulam, the Imhu Amoritz Olam and Mayor. Let's say he is the Amoritz. We never learned, has no clue. Vein Shogu Befiv Klal Belisidur. He has no idea what to say in Haggadah without a Siddur. Vein Lo Sham Shum Adam Shivak Sheyu Shitin Daito Lov Shuyatin. Now, if there's someone else who's there, he'd tell him, make sure I don't tilt. But there's no one else there. He's by himself. There's no one to say, please make sure I don't tilt the lamp. Mikom Okom Efshu Gam Kendi Eshahakal. Perhaps we could be Makel anyway. Shalavatl mitzvahs hagodah shumanatoy. We don't want to miss out the mitzvah d'oraisa of hagodah. Afilu ein l'rak ner shoshamin. Even if all he has is an oil lamp. So here the question is: did the chachamim impose this decree even if it's going to interfere with the mitzvah d'oraisa? And the Mishnah Berurah is bringing from Pima Gadim, no, Mistama, they did not mean it in such a case. Sivkar Yudches, they know Ketzas. Everyone knows a little of the Haggadah by heart. And we times that for this reason, Yesh Lahatu Lemashkin B'Shalas B'Seknesses U'Mispal or Haner HaDorek Shom Yod Yom, that we would allow someone who comes to Shul Shabbos morning when it's still very dark outside. It's early Shabbos morning, it's still dark outside. And he comes to Shul, he wants to daven by the light of the lamp that's been burning there from before Shabbos. We would let that the fishat fila ushar dvarim shu oime vaday shagrum befiv yosim in hagodah pesach, because the davening on Shabbos morning and the things that he says are certainly more familiar to him than the hagodah pesach night. Avalil mod sham also, but he wouldn't be able to learn. He would not be able to learn by the light of the lamp, kain shesarach iyun, because that requires more light. Sarach iyun needs more light, and we're afraid that he's going to tilt it. Seiv yud harav. The Rebbe is allowed to use the lamplight to see where the kids should be reading from. He can also look and say over the beginning of the sections. The rest of the parasha does by heart. When we say he just does the beginning of the parasha, that's not specific, it has to be the beginning. As long as he basically knows the parasha by heart, a little bit he looks in the sefer, sure, that's okay. Since he's not constantly looking in the sefer, that's enough to make it noticeable for the osi lahatuye, and we're not afraid that the Rebbe will tilt the lamp. Sif Yud Aleph. Kelim hadomim zelazeh. You have various items that are very similar. So you have to look closely to differentiate between the different kelim. Also, then you cannot use lamplight to determine which is which, because you'll end up increasing the light, you'll tilt it. And even to differentiate between his and his wife's clothing, if they are similar, is also also to examine. So they weren't wearing the clothes we were, obviously. The men wore gowns, the women wore gowns. The men wore robes, the women wore robes. So it's maybe hard in the dark to differentiate one from the other. So then you can't use a lamp for that either. Mishnah Berurah Sifkar Yud Tes, Tzorech Iyun, it requires to look closely. But Rabam Yisrael, the Lashon of the Rambam is Tzorech Iyun Rab. It needs a lot of inspection. So if you look in Be'er Locha, we say that since the Rambam says you need Iyun Rav is when there's a gezerah. If he doesn't need Iyun Rav and you're using a candle of wax or tallow, the belav achiyesh mekilin, because anyway someone makel with that in the first place, v'chanal b'sif kandalid, v'chanal b'sif kandalid, so then we could rely on that and be lenient. If it doesn't need Iyun Rav and using a candle, we could be makel. Sif Yud Beis. Shamosh she'eno kavua osilo livdo kaisusuk aros la'or haner. If you have an attendant, a waiter, and he's not a regular, he can't check the glass and plates by lamp light because he's not familiar with them. And for him, it needs to look closely, and we're afraid of shemayata. Bein b'ner shemen zayis, whether it's olive oil lamp, bein b'ner shel neft, whether it's kerosene, she'or rav, that gives a lot of light. The Rambam adds, with a note is perish min zefes lavan verecho ra. Neft, which I said is kerosene, it's basically a derivative from like a tar, white, and bad smell. Be'er Locha says it's a mistake. It should say perish min zefes verecho ra. It's a type of zefes with a bad smell, but the word lavan has to come out. It can't be white, because the Be'er Locha points out, the Gemara Shabbos says, that you don't light neft lavan even on a weekday. Certainly not on Shabbos. The white kerosene, the Gemara says, is very flammable, and it could burn down the house. So people will never use it, not even on a weekday. So the lavan should be removed from this line. It should say, min zefes v'rei chobah. It has a bad smell, It's a type of zephes, type of tar, kerosene, and he can't use that either. He can't use shemen zayis, he can't use nershel neft to examine the kosos and karos. The Gemara says, v'yesh matirim b'shel neft. Others say, no, he can use the kerosene, afilu b'shamash en kavu, even if it's not a regular waiter, regular attendant. Al shamash kavu, now if you have, the mechaber goes back, if you have a regular, your regular attendant who knows your dishes, mutar lo livdoch, he can examine one from the other, l'orne, to use the regular lamplight, kaisis, he can use it to check the glasses, neshen tzarech iyun havi, because he doesn't have to look that closely. If it was a lamp of olive oil, we're not going to tell him the halacha he should do this examination. Even though, in fact, it is mutter, because we're afraid of gezeira, a separate problem. Gezeira shema yistapik amenu. If he's up close to this lamp, we're afraid he may take some of the oil out to use, and that is a separate issa of kibui. It is proper to make sure that the children are covered. They should not be undressed in front of the Shabbos candles because it's bizoyin for the mitzvah. And the Rekeach writes the same. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Chof, Livdoik. A shamish who's not a regular should not be checking the cups and the plates by the lamplight. Livdoik, what's limited to say? Livdoik, Kaisus, Hadomin, Zalzah. He's examining the cups that are similar to each other, Veleda, to know which ones will go on the table and which won't. If it's not a regular waiter there, he doesn't know them, he doesn't recognize them. If it circles at Ian Harb, he'll have to look very closely. So we are in fact afraid he'll tilt the lamp. That he's checking to see if they're clean. If he's the regular attendant, Neshu Baki Behen Mikvar, he already knows the various utensils and dishes. Yodea Ezekli Enu Naka Kokach, he knows which ones are harder to clean. He'll know which ones are going to be less likely to be clean. And therefore he doesn't need such a good light. We're not afraid he'll tilt. So Kod Chafal, Sha'oro Rav. Whether he's using a lamp of olive oil or whether he's using kerosene, which gives a lot of light. What's learned to say? Afal Pi Sha'oro Rav, even though it gives a lot of light. We're still afraid he'll tilt it. Since he's not the regular waiter. Some are matir b'shal neft. They allow examining by the kerosene. Time, the reason is, they're not afraid that he'll tilt the lamp. Because it gives a lot of light. So it's not necessary. And as far as taking from it, we're not afraid of that either. Because it's disgusting. But with Shemen Zayas, when it gets to olive oil, V'chein B'sha'ari Shemanim and other oils, the Kol Yama Asa, Evan agrees that will be awesome. Well, Eis HaTzorich, in case of need, Yesh Lismach HaDeyazu, we can rely on the Shita to be makel with the Shamish, who's not Kavua, examining by the kerosene lamp. King Das Harbi Rishon, because many Rishonim agree to this. V'chein Kosta B'Seva Shulchan Asi Shittim, and so writes the Seva Shulchan Asi Shittim. Sivkon Chav Gimel, L'or Haner, it's mutter to the shamish, who's a regular, it's mutter for him to check the cups by lamplight. Shel neft, the lamp is fueled by kerosene. When shar shmonim ay belochim, when it gets to other oils, look at berlocha. So the berlocha says that he's afraid with other oils that he may take from it. He may take from it. Shem yistat mehem. He brings it, he says, not that way. But he says, lamaisa, they don't mention Yosef, not mash this way, Torah is not mash this way. So the halacha, he disagrees. He holds this only with kerosene, there's a lot. Sivkanachav Dalid, it doesn't require a lot of examination. Even though they don't let him examine if it's his clothes or his wife's, by the glasses they allowed Mishum Nekiyas for cleanliness to make sure he has a clean glass. So kol chavei ain mor and lo. We won't paskin to use olive oil. We're still having to say in bala fenein lishol. If he's going to come ask us ain mor and lo lechachila chachila, we will not tell him to do it. Vem asa me'atzma. But if he does it on his own ain mochim biyodah, we will not protest either. So kol chavav shemi yistapek. We're afraid he'll take some of the oil out. V'yav agav the inin hadlaka lo asa mishum zeh. Even though we don't say he can't light it, we don't say don't light it because we're afraid he'll take oil out. Shani, hacha, this is worse. Since he's getting close to the lamp to check, there's a bigger concern that he'll come to take some oil out. The Ramah concludes the siman by telling us that keep your kids dressed in front of the neiros because the bizui mitzvah. Second comes on bizui mitzvah. Kasha, I don't understand. It's anyway awesome. To go undressed in front of the lamp could bring about a disease called nichbe. Even for adults. So the maisa, perhaps that's only by gedolim and not by ketanim. So ketanim don't have this problem, but there's a different problem. It's designed for the mitzvah. And memela, make sure the kids are dressed. So the notes bring that really it's by all the candles you light, even the neiros that don't get the bracha. If you light it for covered Shabbos to see in the house, then there should be a problem of a child going around that clothes. It's designed a mitzvah. If you put a lamp in a bathroom, that's not included, because that's what it's for. That's what it's meant there for. So he says, if a person wants to change a diaper in front of the neiros, you should take a position, the adult should position themselves between the child and the candles, that the child should not be exposed to the candles. The candles should not see the child. The adult should be in between. So you don't think about this. For COVID, for the neiros, you want to make sure that the child is not being changed by the neiros. It should be an adult separating. I think most people don't change diapers anyway in the room the neighbors are. But if you have a one-room studio apartment and everything is in the same place, so the person has to be careful with this.